The number of football coaches with 400 wins grows by one, and Good Sports Our Winners comes to life at the Sportsmanship Summit. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. A 6-0 start to the season for Jackson Lumen Christie has given head coach Herb Rogan 401 career victories. The 400th win came on September 22nd against Dearborn Divine Child and made Rogan just the third member of the 400 Wins Club. John Harrington with 443 and Al Fracassa with 430 are the only two ahead of Rogan on the list. Rogan took over Lumen Christie in 1980 and has had only two losing seasons. The Titans have won 10 state titles under Rogan, the Class B state title in 1996, five Division V titles coming in 2000, 2001, 2003, 2004, and 2009, three Division VI titles, those were in 2016, 2017, and 2018, and the Division VII title last year. After opening the 2022 season with three straight losses, Lumen Christie has since rattled off 17 straight W's and has already clinched at least a share of the Detroit Catholic League AA League title, their first year in that conference. The Titans currently sit atop the Division 7 playoff points list, and in Week 7 will be playing Traverse City St. Francis, the team they beat in the 2022 finals. For a list of all-time coaching records, be sure to check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the last week. First, Drew Hackney of Muskegon Mona Shores. The senior won his fourth straight Greater Muskegon Athletic Association tennis title. He defeated North Muskegon's Luke Hall 6-love, 6-love in the final match. Freeland's TJ Hansen turned in a blistering cross-country time of 14 minutes, 46.3 seconds in winning the Shepherd Blue Jay Elite Race. That time is a personal best for Hansen. And a Manchester running back, Blake Sloan. He set a new school record with six rushing touchdowns in a single game as Manchester beat East Jackson 55-8.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
You're sitting at a volleyball match and hear the parents in the stands yell double or lift. What do those terms mean and why are they yelling them? Double refers to double contact. That's when a player hits the ball twice in a row or if the ball touches two parts of the player's body in succession. If a setter hits the ball with one hand then the other, even if immediate, it's a double. She needs to set the ball with both hands at the same time. A lift is when the player, typically a setter, has prolonged contact with the ball and results in throwing or redirecting the ball back into play. The ball doesn't rebound off the player's fingers or hands, but it is directed by the player. The official on the stand at the net is in the best position to notice these fouls.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Sportsmanship is one of the most important aspects of educational athletics. And along with scholarship, safety, and an appropriate scope, it is one of the MHSAA's four main core values for school sports. Winning is great, but good sportsmanship helps develop habits that can be used well beyond the playing field. For more than 20 years, the MHSAA has provided a sportsmanship summit experience to students across Michigan. Workshop sessions focus on sportsmanship both on and off the court and feature hands-on activities, including one session developed and instructed by members of the MHSAA Student Advisory Council. Summits will be held November 6th in Kalamazoo, November 7th in Lansing, November 8th in Troy, and November 13th in Traverse City. Each site is limited to 225 attendees, so be sure to register now to reserve your space. Registration materials and other information can be found online at MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.